Oh yeah, that's working perfectly. The fucked up thing is I got a mad delay of myself in my ear. But yeah, go on, Mr. What should we call you, Mr. Anon? Or
yeah, that's good. Yeah. Please call me Ike. You want
Ike?
Yeah.
Mr. Anon Ike. Give us the story. Now you're recording for real this time. This time it's the podcast for real. All
right. So this is the tale of a very special convention I attended in Dallas, Texas, called Dragon Con. So Dragon Con was a predominantly anime-centric sort of deal. It's rebranding a couple years. I don't even know if it's still called that, right? So it was a bright, kind of impressionable, plucky young 17-year-old getting ready to attend my first real convention. So we go there. I didn't at the time have a driver's license. I go there, get dropped off by my parents, to go to this whole thing. At the time, this was still when that webcomic Homestuck was in its like heyday.
Homestar so Runner, on. Right?
Homestuck.
Homestar, love that shit. Yeah.
So all that stuff, very popular. Go there, and I'm immediately greeted by the absolute smell of just lunch meat. Like packaged lunch meat, you know what I mean? So it turns out that they have these booths full of restaurants. I say restaurants, but it's literally just girls rolling up sandwich meat and like craft tea singles.
Oh.
Charging like $5. They don't wear gloves, nothing. Just a giant roll of those. So that's your like nourishment. You have that, and then you get a bunch of energy drinks. Make sure your sodium's up.
Oh no, this sounds bad.
All the stuff. So they have the like I said, I wasn't 18 at the time. But they have the hentai booth, right?
Oh, Jesus Christ!
So the hentai booth is this like closeted room. It kind of looks a bit like a broom closet, right? I can fit enough people. I'd say about like maybe 10 people. And they have this like doorman who has a flashlight. They play the stuff, and he will literally give a random roll call how many people stand up. He'll shine the flashlight on them.
Oh, on their boners or something.
Testing sure.
They do a boner check.
Oh my god.
Supposedly has a black light. I don't know if that's true because I wasn't close.
The
smell of lunch meat just in the air. Random like boner check!
What's going on? You have this merch corner when all this is said and done, right? Merch corner is just the most just like. Imagine stickers made out of like wrapping paper kind of stuff that won't stick to anything. You know, fake plushies.
The worst got shit.
Stuff. Yeah. Like $15. And it's selling like hotcakes. Because when you're there and you got a dollar in your pocket, you just want to spend it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you want a shirt or whatever.
Yeah. I was smart enough to not spend my money on an Oscar Ray bootleg, you know, hoodie or whatever. Hindsight, I probably shouldn't have got because I sell really well to the ironic anime crowd now. Time, you know.
A real classic.
Yes.
You know, real vintage. classy, like SoundCloud rapper shirt. So, yeah. Basically.
So now you're at the merch booth with a massive hentai boner.
Yeah, just trying to walk a straight line, you know.
They should have put them further apart so you could. By the time you get to the merch booth, you know, well, depending how good the hentai was.
That's the interesting thing is that it's mostly women at conventions.
Right.
At the booth or walking around? Do they pay the women at the booth?
No, just walking around.
Really?
Yeah. I'd say it's like 9 women to every 1 man.
What? Wow.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just American thing or what?
Well, maybe it wasn't. Maybe the boner check was
Are there was all, a little snail trail ones? Check.
Like, what's the ranking?
They're it's kind of people that are unobtainable for that crowd. If that makes sense.
Is that what, twos?
Wow.
I'd say they're like. I'd say they're fives.
Solid fives fours sixes. And fives.
But, you know.
Full of threes.
Nice. And then you've got like the people that don't ever leave the house and probably shouldn't as well, right? Walking around.
Well, these are like some prime, like, you know, neat type people.
Repugnant people.
Ooh.
Very. I would describe if you're a small cumin. that's the smell. It's just cumin.
Ooh.
Just raw cumin smell.
Human.
And they have no like sense of like right and wrong or like normal human behavior.
No, so they're totally fucked, eh?
No. So you have these people that are like sidling behind you, right? Like just like grinding on you. Mm. To try and get over stuff, just reaching over you, cumin wafting, sandwich meat wafting in the air.
Hey, I wanna get to the hentai booth.
And
well, it's just breathing. Fucking this monster. Is eating like some kind of fucking horrible Devon sandwich with fucking Kraft singles. Disgusting.
No butter. I ended up having
to eat those. I didn't get to leave till like 7 o'clock at night. I was eating my Kraft cheese singles.
Oh, did you eat it?
Oh yeah. There's. I was hungry. I was starving. I was, drained.
Yeah.
Oh, yesterday's cheese.
Oh. That's
been out in the sun, 100. Hot. You go, this sandwich tastes funny. Must be something in the mayonnaise.
was there any sauce, or was it just dry?
No, it was just dry cheese out of the package.
Wow.
So,
right.
They had the cosplay, like, modeling section. The thing was that they didn't book any actual, like, celeb cosplayers. I never had any interest in that anyways. But it's literally like, this is my niece. You know, my niece is cosplaying Yasha or something like that. And it was kind of one of those pathetic things where it's like, do you want to pay for an autograph?
Of like a random?
Just like, yeah, complete randos kind of thing.
Wow.
This is just like...
I'm the guy who draws your hand side. You want my autograph?
Oh, yeah, the hell of this.
While you look at it.
You know Shadman?
No, I've never heard of him. You heard of him, the guy?
I can't believe you've never heard... Anyways, he used to make hentai in Newgrounds. And there's some, like... I don't even know what you call it. Like, an agent for him or something like that. Handing out cards. And it was just like... Bladed. It was.
But what he was like a celebrity. He was like.
Yeah, he's just like shilling for this guy. I'm like, I don't even know if he has like official contacts or whatever the heck, but yeah.
That's a nice story.
Look, guys, harrowing. I'm big in the hentai scene, alright? They all know me.
I mean, some of those people make bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them have Patreons when they've got all. A lot of cash behind them.
I mean, this was a bit before Patreon, but it was like, you're just thinking, if you can draw, there's someone's going to pay for it.
Yeah, especially if you draw, like, you know, really young girls.
Yeah, that's pretty sick. They're sick fucks, those hentai fuckers. I don't care what you say. They always go too far, I think, the hentai. You know?
It's the Japanese were playing the long game. The Americans, you know, they thought we won the war.
Yeah. The weaponized hentai.
War for our, they won the war for our hearts and minds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going for the style.
It's like the hentai weapon or something.
That's why the birth rate's so low, is because everyone's jacking off over like tentacles and stuff.
I mean, yeah. Interesting little interesting factoid is the first like I think film Japan ever made. First thing they ever made was a hentai.
Oh, wow.
It's Lost in Titan. Let me find it. Let me find it for you. This is classy stuff. So
there's one screenshot of it, and it just says status lost.
It's Lost in Time, like forever. It's a national treasure gone.
Did the Americans blow it up?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. They knew the power that was like within themselves. Scenes, you know, walked away. It's just too powerful.
It sucks you can't see it. I wanted to play it.
I mean, I have kind of an obsession with like lost media stuff, and one of the golden or like the holy grails is it's actually been found. But you know, of course, they have those real life events like the Christine Hubick. Suicide tape or whatever, where that woman killed herself on national television. That kind of stuff is what people are usually seeking now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do. Especially, yeah, and a lot of people will, like, know that, like, if there's, you remember that chick who got shot?
Oh, yeah, the one, the news anchor?
Yeah, people were saving that, thinking, oh, that, you know, this will be gone in time, and I'll say this, and and I think some of the new stuff, because of YouTube and stuff like that, I don't know, I don't think it'll be as rare as, like, you know, seeing something from, like, the 90s or something. Because back then, if you were in, like, the 90s, you had to be on it. You had to be recording the TV.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of see the appeal to it, to a lot of the stuff. I mean, especially now since we have kind of this, I wouldn't say it's like paranormal, I'd say it's kind of this, I blame creepypasta, it's this kind of like, view of the internet has like haunted entity or something like that, and anything older than like 5 years is super scary to, Zoomer kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, like I remember sending a classmate of mine, I sent this link something, and it was from like 2008, and he's like, oh, they going to have a virus? Is that website, like, haunted? Literally, that's a very common thing. You ever try to do that with someone? Seem like a, I don't know, Angel Fire website or something like that will freak out. I'm trying to get my, like, thoughts organized right now. It's, like, boiling hot right now. I'm, you know, spooning my spaghetti on a microphone in front of Australians. It's my greatest nightmare.
Have you gone to the ASMR? Nice.
I've had nightmares getting trolled hard online by two Australian chads. It's just, you know, it scares me.
Buddy you up, pretend to be friendly, you tell us, you know, some secrets, and then just boom.
We bury you. Yeah, you step in the back.
Yep.
Yeah, we bury you. Yeah. Especially the eye. Whenever I hear the eye's voice, I just think of that. You know, Bruce, the shit poster?
Yeah.
I mean, there's like levels. The eye kind of sounds like a cartoon shark or something like that. You know what I mean? If you ever watch.
Yeah.
You have a sneaky Australian voice. I wouldn't trust you with like gasoline, petrol, you know, ownership of my cars or trucks. That's the kind of stuff. Probably steal copper.
Still pissed.
You, Mr. Terry, you had that trustworthy Australian, like, yacht owner voice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the upper class daddy.
Yeah, you're the, kind of Australians Americans like. I is the kind we fear.
I'll take that as a compliment.
No.
Okay, I've got something for you guys to listen to. You got to guess what it is. It's an ASMR, okay? In the right ear first.
It's a brush,
right? Close to a brush. What did you say, I?
Velcro?
No, it's not a Velcro. It kind of sounds like that. I'll give you like a cross spectrum sound. Turn this fucking gain right up. Bit of mouth noise.
Okay, that is. What I'm meant to be. That's a totally different noise.
So All right, now I'm just licking your ear, but no. Okay, ready?
Is that comb?
It's a comb. He's got it. Everybody, Mr. Anon got the fucking secret ASMR of the week that I just made up then, but it's a... I'm going to continue to do it.
Ian, are you still there?
Oh, wait. Hang on. I didn't hear that. Wait, so it was a brush.
It was a comb. It's like a fine tooth comb.
That's kind of the same.
Did you say brush?
I'm going to give it to him.
He said comb. I think second time.
Yeah, second time I said comb.
Yeah. The kids are definitely home now. The doggos are going off. So I'll let you guys talk amongst yourself.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
ASMR out.